Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby, oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. Damn. You night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, I'm entering your town. I'm a custom place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, that'll make your ass come off top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. And you're like, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, been no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life, and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Y'all, what's another edition of Sin City Radio? This is your boy Cash, chilling as usual. What's going on this Tuesday? Liquor store, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. How you feeling today?
I'm all right. Chilling all day. I was off. I had my relaxation all day. Cool.
Okay. Oh boy! Wait,
do this thing.
Yeah, as always, trying to got a couple of things going on right about now. Cause we got damn. Well, I'll tell you, the life of a computer. Of a computer is. All right,
yeah.
So what's been going on with you?
Shit. Yeah. Trying not to lose my head.
Really? Did you go there with that?
I did.
Oh my goodness. Gracious.
It felt right. The moment it felt right.
As long as you know, let's not do that no more, okay? Let's not try.
It felt right.
Well, it did it not.
It did.
Oh, boy. Man, I've been trying to. It's been a long day. I've been ripping and running, trying to get all type of shit going on. And it's just like, hoo-wee, man. But you know what they say, the show must go on. Now, you know what, man? And considering that, I don't know, maybe I'm having these technical difficulties because of the fact that, you know, our the broadcast is out of the East Coast, and they having hella weather out there.
Oh, that could have something to do with it.
I'm wondering, because it's like, ooh-wee. Man. We're not on the same page.
I got through.
Yeah, but I'm saying as far as, like, studio time, the studio and all that, It's not going through the way it's supposed to. I'm figuring that we got an issue going on here, maybe because of the whisper call. Okay, here we go. I think I got it right. Janine, what's happening?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
You late?
Seeing that you were having technical difficulties, I
knew you were going to try to do that. I knew you were going to try to lie and say that one.
Jane, I tell you, I'm here.
I've been listening for like 3 minutes.
Whatever. Okay, help me out here, people. Help me out. like I say, man, we've been having a, I'm having a damnedest time. All right, so anything in that? Anything interesting been going on, y'all?
Oh, well, I had something.
What?
That I had wanted to ask about something my aunt said to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, do y'all think it's wrong that even though, say, one of your family members come to you, that you have somebody, they know you have somebody, but they come to you and say, oh, hey, I was talking to this guy, and yeah, I told him, you know, about you, and you be bored and stuff like that. No, I mean, seriously. And you know that you need something to do out there where you live at, and yeah, so he said, you know, so I was going to give him your number, and he said he was going to call you. I was like, oh, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Hold on 1 second. Who we got on there? Marley Mall?
Yes, yes. What's going on, people?
What's going on?
How you doing?
I'm chilling. Okay, so now let's get this right. You know you got a dude, mm-hmm. but she's still going to try to hook you up.
Yeah, and I mean, it wasn't no issue with it or anything. It was just like, sir, yeah, I told him that you couldn't find no women down there. You'd be looking for girls. And
oh,
and,
shit.
Yeah, so basically you told him I'm bad. You know that I like women. So basically you just told him I like women. And then he was like, yeah, you know, she new to Indianapolis. So, you know, she needs somebody to be taking her here and there and this and that. I say, what? You said what? And so not only did she tell him all that about me, then she showed the man the picture.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, this is how she looked. You know, this was her at her daughter's baby shower.
What?
I mean, now, you know, I tell my dude everything. So, I mean, of course, he got mad. You know, but I don't know. I wanted to see, like, from a woman's point of view. I mean, do women just do that? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't do it, but I've seen a lot of women who do stuff like that.
Well, I'm not a woman, but I can give you my point of view about it.
Plus, I ain't no woman, so I can't say nothing. I mean,
I thought I had this on the phone.
I'm here, and I'm cracking the fuck up. I have never tried to hook somebody who hasn't said that they were unhappy or looking up with anybody. I mean, damn.
I'm just so...
He might as well squeeze you in a pair of hot pants and shit, take you down by the socks.
I know.
So hook the boots.
Shit. Meet the cell. Shit.
Okay, I mean, you guys can go ahead and get y'all. I know what y'all are going to say.
They finna beat the shit out of Auntie. They finna go hang on my Cece. Is Cece finna get beat up?
You know?
I'm just saying, me personally, I just feel like Auntie just disrespectful. I feel like Auntie needs to get her motherfucking business. I think Auntie is very disrespectful. And I think that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, because I just think, because, I mean, now, let's just go vice versa. And Marley, I'm pretty sure you can attest to this, too. You know, that's just like your cousin or your boy, your homie or motherfucker you close with come to town. And he like, now, he know you in a relationship, but he like, shit, all right, man, I'm going to hook you up with this bitch.
Yeah.
Man. Now, as ladies, you know, now let's just say he didn't come tell you. I mean, he did come tell you. Hey, look here. Marley came to town. Marley trying to hook me up with a little girl. You know, I ain't go, but you know, nevertheless. Now you ain't. I mean, I'm assuming you gonna respect the fact that I told you. But the next time you see him, you're going to be like, old punk-ass motherfucker.
Hey,
you know, like, you going to try to come in my house trying to fuck my shit up.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's just a lack, and for him to do that, it's a lack of respect there. Like, shit, I don't give a fuck about that. I don't give a fuck about that bitch. Or I don't give a fuck about that nigga.
Mm-hmm. I mean, especially if you ain't ever said nothing to auntie that was like, you know, I'm bored or, you know, I'm looking or none of that.
I ain't never told her I was looking for anybody. What I told her was, what we were talking about actually was what I had told her previously was that, you know, I be looking for girls. The girls down here act funny. I felt like the women down here act funny and stuff like that, so I was telling her about that and about not beating somebody down here and stuff like that. And I don't know where she – I don't even know who this guy is. My whole thing, what made me upset about it is, there is some man out there, some man. I still don't even know who he is that you gave all my information to that know how I look. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and my thing is, if you talk to auntie about a woman, why she go talking to you about a man? You know what I'm saying? Why she introduce
exactly.
you to a woman?
Exactly. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Now, the man probably wouldn't have took it so wrong if TT would have hooked you up, you know what I'm saying, and been trying to set you up with a chick.
Man,
yeah.
Look.
She just basically said, this somebody that she knew, and I guess she was just talking to him or something, and they ended up getting on this topic of me. Now, how they got on me, I have no idea on how they got there. And I guess because he lives here, too, she thought, oh, well, you live there, she lived there. I'm like, oh, I'm going to hook y'all up. That's how it seems to me.
It's like got something in common. I'm like, oh, your eyes is brown and my eyes is brown. That's it. <that's laughs>
Oh, you like pussy? I like pussy too.
Crazy.
I'm just saying. I mean, so what?
You are crazy.
I'm just saying. So I mean, my thing is like, okay, and see, my thing with situations like that is that you do shit like that, but then when you know what I'm saying, now I come to family functions. You want a motherfucker that, you know, motherfucker, hey, how you doing? Bitch, don't speak to me. Don't speak to me. And see, that's the type of shit that make me be like, I'm not going no motherfucking where. I'm not going to your family functions. I'm not going here. I'm not going there. I don't give a damn how mad you get at me. Because, I mean, think about it. You sit down, this motherfucker. I mean, because right now, what my thought would be is that you don't respect me at all. So why be around somebody that you know don't respect you?
Okay, well, let me say this. If you don't go to them functions, what's to stop TT from, you know what I'm saying, further trying to hook her up?
I mean, then I just got to trust my woman on that one.
Yeah. I would say,
that's
shit.
A nasty going to be like, he don't come to none of the functions. Yeah, let me do that. Let me invite him. She didn't invite him to the function.
I mean,
he ain't gonna be there.
I mean, I'm just saying, my thing is, I mean, I'm either going to trust my girl or I'm not. I mean, shit. I mean, if I don't trust my girl, then if I don't trust her, then what's the purpose of us even doing this?
I don't know. I would say if I was the man, I would go to every motherfucking thing auntie was at. I'd be all up on my girl. You know what I'm saying? Shit, you ain't never finna do no shit like that again. Fuck that.
Yes, she will. I think about it.
I will make my presence known. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. I'm finna make
okay,
my presence
the,
totally known.
Okay, see, here's my thing. Well, see, this is the thing that we differ from. See, me making my presence known is me looking at her like, yeah, bitch, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? That's making my presence known, because me, I mean, hell, you done seen me around 100,000 times. But that right there don't mean shit, you seeing me around her. But then at the same time, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to, you know, at the same time, that's still her family, so you don't want to disrespect her family. So, shit, I mean, the best thing for me to do is stay away.
Now, would you think your auntie would be bold enough to invite him to a family function?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Man, that's what I'm saying. I mean, and my thing is, I'm not going to be running around trying, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to run around trying to play competition with no motherfucker over my girl.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
I mean, she and my, I guess, you know, they have these Super Bowl parties or whatever. But it is around my birthday, but everybody have been asking, am I coming up there or whatever, but I haven't decided yet. But I don't know. I don't know if that's what she was calling me for, but everybody been asking me about that, though.
That is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
she
know.
She starts the family drama.
My whole thing is kind of made me nervous because I didn't even go into more details with her. My thing is, how was you planning on introducing him? Like, did you give him my number? You feel what I'm saying? I mean, I didn't even go into any further details with her about it. I was like, you know, I was like, girl, nobody want to talk to nobody you know or whatever. I kind of, like, ended it like that. But then now that I think about it, I sat back and thought about it. I'm like, I wanted to see even get the man my number.
You must want to see a strange number, but oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, I just feel like it's just a disrespectful act. I mean, shit, it's a disrespectful act, and I think that people, you know, like I said, because if it was vice versa, you know, ain't nothing you'd be able to tell that. But, I mean, granted, you may not say shit to him, but you going to have that motherfucker looking in your eyes every time he come around. Now, this motherfucker here. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then the thing about it is that he come up, hey, Janine, hey, how you doing? He going to be like, motherfucker, don't speak to me. So it's like, shit, and I know me. I mean, yeah. I'm the type of person that I could take so much. But once I'm at that point where I can't take it no more, then it's just like I do stuff that's real ignorant. You know what I'm saying? I'm that type of motherfucker to get jumped in your family's house, because I'm gonna be like, oh, y'all can suck my dick. You know what I'm saying? For real. I mean, I know me. I'm that type, because I would get mad. And I mean, it's just like, okay. You know, you not. I mean, who wants their family arguing with they guy or they woman? You know what I'm saying? That's just like if you did something. I mean, let's just say my brother did something real fucked up. Now I bring you over there. You know my brother or my sister did something real fucked up. You know what I'm saying? You know you already know, and I already know that you pissed. You already pissed at him, and the motherfucker come say something to you. You know what I'm saying? Now you got to sit there, hold your composure. Then, you know what I'm saying? And it's hard, and we all know it's hard to hold your composure until a motherfucker you can't stand. You know? And it's like, it never fails. It's like that motherfucker picks up on your vibe. And usually, if they had a house party or something of that nature with their family, what's the first thing they gonna do? Shit, they gonna look around like, motherfucker, you the stranger. I'm at home. And what's the first word come out? Well, fuck him then.
Mm-hmm.
Now here we go. Here we go. Now I'm ready to fight everybody in the house. Because, you know, of course, you know, all the uncles and aunties and all that shit and cousins and nieces and nephews, they ain't finna let me jump on auntie. So now I got the whole family welling on my goddamn head. Because I'm not going to shut up. I'm going to keep talking. So my thing is just keep me the fuck away from them.
Yeah, but you're going to have an attitude every time I go over. Well, I'm going to go over TT house. You're going to be like, man, fuck TT. You better bring your ass home at a decent hour.
But see, now my thing with that is that you got to respect. What you say?
I was going to say, is it better to not even say nothing? If you know you with somebody that's like that, and you know you're not going to do nothing anyway, is it best not to even say nothing?
Nah,
bring it up.
No, I think you should, because see, my thing is this: people have a tendency of doing shit. You know, people have a tendency of being real fucking messy. You know what I'm saying? Like I know, like my family members. I know I got a couple of family members. Like, they don't like you. They really not gonna you know, they gonna pretty much talk over you. Like you ain't even there. You know what I'm saying? They gonna talk over you like just say, for instance, if you come in and you sitting there, and if they don't like you, they'll be like, well, did old girl call you? Who number? I gave old girl your number. Did she call you? Really? You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers do that because it's like, shit, I don't respect her. I don't respect her, so why the fuck, you know, why the fuck would I be, why the fuck would I ain't gonna bite my tongue. You know what I'm saying? But then the first thing you do is look at me is like, who the fuck is her? You know what I'm saying? Now I'm like, now I gotta explain this situation to you, and you like, oh, you couldn't tell me about this? If you didn't do nothing, why you can't tell me?
Yeah. That guilty but not saying that stuff, yeah.
Right, because now you looking at me, now let's be honest. I say, well, they tried to hook me up with somebody. Oh, did you talk to her? Who is she? She got your number, this, that, the other? Now, I'm saying all this shit, but I'm like, I ain't talked to her. You know what I'm saying? Well, if you ain't talked to her, why the fuck, you know, why you ain't tell me about it?
Mm-hmm.
So now, you sitting there like, damn, I didn't even talk to this motherfucker. But now they done brought this shit up, you know, to the forefront, like, you know, like something didn't happen. Now what the fuck am I going to do?
Why? Yeah, that motherfucker called, and I told his black ass not to call no more, shit.
No, you're not finna get me. And see, that's the thing. If that's the case, why didn't you tell me that? Why didn't you tell me that when this happened?
there was an awkward silence. I was just trying to shoot it. That's all.
I mean, because I'm going to be like, you know what? Fuck you and your family. Now, you told me. See, my thing is this. Now, if you told me, you the last motherfucker in the world I'm going to get mad at. Even if I did get... Now, if I get jumped at that party, I'm going to be like, I told you I didn't want to come.
Feeling this bull crap.
But at the same time, you know what I'm saying? I knew what I mean, me personally, I just... What's up, Tama?
What's up, Doc?
What's up?
What up, everybody?
All right. Hello.
All right, Tama, let me ask you, man. Your girl got an auntie, right?
Okay.
The auntie, I'm assuming, let's just assume the auntie don't particularly care for you.
Okay.
Right? So the auntie know you and your girl situation. But the auntie then called your girl and said, hey, I didn't hook you up with this guy. Now your girl come back and she tells you, hey, my auntie tried to hook me up with this dude, you know. Brother Skippy Woo Woo, I ain't talked to him. You know I ain't talked to him, but, you know, I don't want to keep no secrets. But now they invite you to a family function. Do you go?
Yeah, why wouldn't I go?
I mean, you can actually sit there and talk to the auntie?
Well, I'm hoping she ain't the only person there.
But now let's just say the auntie come to you. Hey, Tom, how you doing? You gonna talk?
I would be cordial and say I'm doing fine, thank you, and keep it moving.
I'll be cordial. I mean, but you know what? And I'm not saying that y'all wrong, but I just can't do it. You know what? I think I can do it to a certain point. That's me. I think, like, maybe the first time, like, let's just say the first time you do something to me, I may keep it cordial. You know, the second time you may say something to me or say something about me, I keep it cordial. And, I mean, I just think that, me personally, I think that I have a breaking point. Now, I think at that point when she tried to set you up with somebody, I think that would be my breaking point right there when it's like, you know what? I can't do it no more. And I'm like,
yeah.
I'm that motherfucker, like I said, I'm that motherfucker that's going to get jumped at the party. I am. I'm going to be that motherfucker to get jumped.
I mean, but come on, man. You can't go to a party and just ignore a motherfucker. You done that plenty of times.
Exactly. And when does it stop?
It stopped right there.
How?
I mean, look, we can go to a party together. I mean, we can go separate. We could be mad at each other. I ain't got to say shit to you at the party. You ain't got to say nothing to me.
But my thing is, I'm not mad at my girl. I'm mad at her motherfucking people.
But it's the same thing, man. You ain't got to say shit to them. You ain't got to say nothing. They ain't going to be the only... Her auntie ain't going to be the only motherfucker there. Just ignore her.
I mean, you might be right. I just don't think I can do it. I mean, I ain't saying that I'm right about it. I'm just being honest. I just don't think I can do it. I think, you know, it all depends how far... I put it this way. It all depends how far it is went. It then went.
Well, to me, you already said it, because if it was my auntie and you climb my auntie, you getting your ass whooped at the party.
Exactly. I mean, I know that. I know that. I know I'm getting jumped at the party. I already know it.
It should depend on how big this house is. Like, you keep your ass over here in this West Wing.
Hold on now. Let's just one thing clear. You gonna have to bring some ass to get some ass. I'm sorry now. I ain't just gonna lay down and just ball up on the floor and just take no ass whooping now. Somebody gonna get punched.
If it's my auntie's party, you best believe it's gonna be her whole family gonna be there, and it's gonna be just me, and I'm in there popping shit. Ain't nobody there to help me neither. It's a house full of this one family.
So wait a minute. So what you
don't stand a chance.
But you wouldn't say shit.
I'm not finna take an ass whooping if I don't have to take one. I'm not.
You're lying. You're lying. And was fighting my whole motherfucking family over goddamn coke, motherfucking. It was and any nigga in there had guns. So don't get me
that
shit. Ain't nothing different about it, motherfucker. Okay, that's just like her. I know she's not going to hit me, but now I knew everybody else in that motherfucking family going to hit me, just like you knew I wasn't going to hit you, but you pretty much knew. Hell, even my grandmother went upstairs to get her gun on your ass. And you didn't budge. You didn't, well, hold on now. You didn't budge. You didn't walk out that motherfucking door until you got your coat.
Damn right.
Okay, but then that's contradicting yourself. You sat right there and it was like, I don't give a fuck. Who?
I was drunk.
Hello? Where do you go? I think you might have known.
Yeah, I think he might have hung up by accident.
Hit that some man, he done pushed the quick
button. He up to argue right now.
Calm down, Cass. It's hypothetical. It's hypothetical. It ain't shaking.
Hey, I bring the best out of people. That's what I do. I make a motherfucker so mad they hang up on they self. Bad motherfucker, shit.
Oh, my goodness.
That motherfucker got so mad. I was going to say, it'd be
hello?
A big house. Yeah.
Wait a minute, hello? I'm hearing everything y'all saying.
Oh, we can hear you. It's just like
you must push music.
You needed this stuff.
No, I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Boost Mobile.
I don't know. Maybe shit.
It's hypothetical. Calm down.
No, the phone messed it up. I don't know. I don't know what just happened.
Mm-hmm. You was talking and it crackled and went out.
But at the end of the day, man, I reacted the way I reacted because I knew you weren't gonna let nobody do nothing to me, cause that's your family.
Okay. Oh, once again, it's the same scenario. I mean, but at the end of the day,
but you with a woman though.
But my point is this: I couldn't grab everybody at the same time. I couldn't. It was virtually impossible. It was over 30 people outside. I couldn't grab everybody at the same time. All I could do was stand in front of you and like, hey, y'all motherfuckers ain't going to jump them.
Well, I appreciate
now,
that.
Now, motherfucker come from the side. That's why I'm studying. And you know what I'm saying? I'm knowing my family. That's why I'm studying, like, go out the door. Because I know how they are. I know at some point somebody's going to try to sneak him. Somebody's going to see that my back is turned to them, and they're going to try to sneak him. I knew what was going to happen. That's why I'm like, let's just get out the door, get in the street. We get in the street, we not closed in. Now, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, no, it's not going to happen, and if y'all motherfuckers hit them, I'm going to hit y'all. All right, understandably. But who wants to get to that point? And see, the thing about it is that you didn't walk in like, all right, I'm coming in with attitude. You walked in to have a good time. Now, me, knowing that this motherfucker disliked me and this motherfucker done did that, I'd be lying to you if I say I'm not walking in with attitude.
But, see, I don't think that, you know, I mean, coming from my point of view, I don't look at it as if she dislikes the person I'm with. I don't look at it like that.
Well, I mean, I can understand if my woman auntie tried to hook her up with somebody and she told me about it, I automatically have dislike for the auntie already.
I'm sure you dislike her, yeah. I'm sure you would dislike her, but I'm saying her intentions, I don't think is because she dislikes you. You see what I'm saying? Dislikes the guy.
Let me ask you this. If you my woman, me and you together, and your auntie tried to hook you up with somebody else, knowing that we together, what kind of intentions do you think she has? She trying to break up with her.
Y'all got to ask, has Janine ever went into any details about the relationship she's in? If auntie just knows that she's seeing someone, but she don't know how deep that is, maybe auntie genuinely don't know.
Or maybe auntie needs to mind her damn business.
Yeah. Now, if you and old dude been together for some years now, then she ought to know. But if it's something that's been maybe 6 months, then okay, maybe she was like, well, I don't know how serious she is with him.
Hold on. It ain't like we ain't got her on the phone. How long y'all been together?
How long do the auntie know about? Do the auntie know any details of how you feel about your boyfriend?
Yeah, shit, we've been together, what, 5, 6 years?
Oh, man, shit, that's
hell. Oh, yeah, auntie know. Yeah, auntie was just focused. Yeah, auntie was just wrong.
Yeah, auntie being funny.
Yeah, auntie tripping. And see, but I think that that has a lot to do with it. I also think that, you know, as the dude in the situation, okay, your woman done came to you and she done told you what it is. Now it's a family function that come around, you know what I'm saying? Auntie, if she got any good sense at all, she's not going to approach you. It'll just be you know what I'm saying, you supporting your woman at a family event. Now, your woman know how you feel about auntie. Obviously, she's not going to bring y'all two together. Maybe the auntie ain't too. Maybe the auntie is just, she know what she did, so she ain't trying to come around you. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, but I'm just saying, make your presence known still to the point where, okay, even auntie, you tried to put a monkey wrench in some shit, but guess who's still here? You know what I'm saying? And my woman done already put me down on what's up. I'm not going to shy away from her. Because you did some stupid shit. You just don't have to accept the fact that I'm here and I ain't going nowhere.
Well, let me ask you this, Janine. Does auntie like your old dude from the past, your husband? Does she like him, your ex-husband?
No.
Okay. Okay.
No. And I think she looks at my past. And this is what I'm saying, why I don't feel like it has nothing to do with the person I'm with. She pretty much don't like nobody. But my thing is that's just her nature. She just likes that. But my thing is she knows me and how I was in the past. And I pretty much did what I wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? And it's not like she's really trying to hook me up because she know I can hook my own self up. So I don't know if maybe she thought I was slapping or something instead of I don't know what she thought. Maybe she thought I was slacking instead of thinking, like, I just don't want to be that way. You know, I found the person that I want to be with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bullshit.
But I don't think she...
Bullshit.
Why is that bullshit?
First and foremost, this your auntie. So you're going to take up for your auntie. Second of all, five or six years. Come on now. And this motherfucker just don't. I mean, it's just a reason. I mean, to me personally, like I said, to me it's just a respect thing. I mean, the motherfucker gonna respect you. Either they gonna respect you or they don't. I just don't feel like she don't respect them. I mean, because my thing is this. Auntie got a man?
Not right now, no. She just got divorced.
Now I'm sitting here bitter about myself. I want you to be the same way.
My auntie going through some drama. She wants somebody else to go through some drama, too.
Yeah, but they know their relationship, so they don't know whether or not you know, boyfriend is gonna be around auntie or not. They'll work that out. It's just the fact that auntie was bogus. Whenever we get through with it, auntie was bogus because number one, that wasn't none of auntie's business. You didn't go tell your auntie, you know, I'm looking for a man. You told your auntie you was interested in women. And so if auntie was gonna go be nosy, she should have done what you asked for or, you know, what you talked about instead of something completely different, you know. Janine know whether or not she's going to let her dude and her auntie be around one another, and that's up to them. If the question was, is auntie bogus, then yes. The answer is yes, auntie bogus.
Well,
okay. All right. Now, hold on. I think it's supposed to be a good question. Are you gonna put them around each other?
I mean, I don't plan on it, but I mean, if I'm having a family function, I wouldn't take him to something if it was at her house. But if it's at somebody else's house, you know, and she just happened to come, I mean, I don't want him to not be around my family.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
just because of her.
Just
because
of that
her,
one person.
Right. Yeah, just because of her.
You know what? Honestly, my thing is, I would probably have to calm down. If it was me, I would have to calm down. You know what I'm saying? I would have to calm down. So that, like, let's just say if this just happened and you say, well, my auntie coming over tomorrow. No, I'm not fucking with your auntie. Me personally, I'm not saying that I would be that be like that the rest of our relationship, but, you know, my thing is, you would just have to give me a minute to calm down. I mean, because it's like, at the end of the day, regardless to whether, you know, a lot of people be like, well, he do this, or she do this, or she do that, or he do that. Regardless of the fact, my thing is, if he like it, I love it. Vice versa. I think people, I mean, the bottom line is, motherfuckers need to get them some business and stay the fuck out of yours. That's what I think.
Right.
That's what I think. Cause it's like, you know, because for every motherfucker, man, that's just like me. For everything that, let's just say if I just run and tell Father Time, man, she tripping about this, she tripping about that, she getting on my motherfucking nerves with this, she getting on my motherfucking nerves with that. Best believe, she probably 10 times out of 10, she can go to her girlfriend or her cousin or her auntie and say the same damn shit. And would be justified in saying it. I mean, we're in a relationship. Of course you're going to piss me off. I'm going to piss you off. Yeah, we may need that outlet. You know, we may need that outlet just to talk to a motherfucker. But then motherfuckers need to be just that. Be an ear. Be an ear. You know, hey, well, you know, you need to do what's best for you. That'd be my suggestion. You know, I'm not finna tell you, man, leave that bitch, dog. But then, because you ain't finna tell me, and for all the time you can attest to this, you're not finna tell me all the time you done fucked up. You only time I'm hearing from you, you know what I'm saying? And that's just nature. That's men and women shit. You only time you really really come off with that conversation is you really fucked up and you trying to find an answer to help you get your ass about that. That girl, I done fucked up. Shit. How long you think I need to suck his dick? Because I done fucked up. You know what I'm saying? But just on a regular argument, and you may know you're dead wrong, but shit, you ain't finna just, girl, yeah, I went there starting some shit, yeah, I was dead wrong, but bitch, I don't care, fuck that nigga. You not finna have that conversation, just like we not. Now, we feel like we right? Oh, shit. Man, this motherfucker tripping, dog. Let me tell you what the fuck. I'm sitting here at the crib, man. She done said this, that, and other, and man, hell yeah, I had to go off on her, man. Like, what the fuck? Because now we dead right. But we ain't even telling you, I mean, because we only telling what we think. We not saying that, well, shit, he might have walked in and had a bad day. And I just went in on his ass. Or she walked in and had a bad day, and I went in on her ass. See, we're not saying all that. So I think that people who always trying to, well, girl, you need to do this, girl, you need, because I don't know the whole story. If I don't know the whole story, how the fuck can I tell you? I can hear your side. Man, do what you need to do. That's all I can tell you, because at the same time, shit, I know you done did something fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
We all do.
I gotta disagree with that, man. Because if I tell you the story, you best believe that's the real story. You don't need to hear her side.
That's your side of the story.
That's what really happened.
It's always two sides. That's
what really happened.
Your side, her side, and the truth.
Exactly.
My side is the truth, is what I'm telling you.
exactly what happened. I ain't gonna sugarcoat shit. You ain't never known me to sugarcoat nothing.
I've known you to give me your side of the story, and to hear the other side is like, yeah, well, you did fuck up.
My side was the right side. That's why you only got my side.
I mean, and more power to you if that's the way you feel.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. I think if you break down and talk to somebody about what's going on in your relationship, first of all, I think you're at that breaking point because you're actually involving somebody outside the relationship. You know what I mean? And then secondly, that person you're talking to, you know, you feel like you could tell that motherfucker anything. You could tell them how you really feel. You know what I'm saying? And then people that you reach out to like that, you value their opinion. You know what I'm saying? You value what they say. And sometimes you may listen, sometimes you might not. But you will listen to what they say because you trust them.
Let me ask you this.
Well, I ain't never saying nothing to her.
You go to your dog. You go to your guy. You like, man, look, me and my girl have a problem. You're like, all right. Tell me a story. Now, you tell him, you know what I mean, man, it wasn't really nothing that deep. She, you know, she came in the house, you know what I mean, and it was fucked up. Come to find out, your girl came in the house. How somebody sucking your dick? You kind of left that part out. You know what I'm saying? You left out the part you got caught in your dick. You don't omit exactly what happened to piss your girl off.
I disagree. So,
wait a minute. Wait a minute. We got somebody on the line. Selena.
Hey, what's going on?
Listening to Liquor Store sound like she done smoked the motherfucking Kush Blunt.
What y'all talking about? I gotta ask a question. Go ahead. I'm listening though.
What she said, I disagree.
You listen to her question because I always get accused of something that I didn't do.
I mean, it did. Come on, now. It sounded like you was like, yeah, because what you didn't say is that.
Yeah, you sounded. You sound real relaxed. You sound real relaxed.
Like she's talking about my Kush blood or something. But we can go back to it.
What y'all talking about?
We were trying to, when family stick their nose in your business.
I'm going to get off that one.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
When you having relationship issues, right? Do you have somebody that you can reach out to and talk to about it?
Jesus.
Other than Jesus? a human being? A person?
No. Honestly, I really don't. Besides Cass, I go to him sometime. Honestly, don't I, Cass?
Yeah, man, I got to listen to a motherfucker. I got to listen to two sides.
Oh, boy.
But honestly, I don't. I quit getting opinions from people. I just go with God.
Okay, well, you said you had a question for us. What's up?
Okay. Do you think that it's a good idea for a couple to go to a sex club for Valentine's Day? Not me, but I'm just asking.
A sex club? What do you mean? They never done it before.
Yeah, swingers club. Now, they never done it, and this girl boyfriend, he asked her would she like to go. A coworker told him about it, and she said, you know, their relationship been going to a thing. Now, my opinion to her was, your relationship on the rocks, I don't think you need want to go to a sex club. But, you know, she's like, she's all for it.
Let me ask you a question, though. Is this the kind of club where, you know, people do each other?
Yeah, but, you know, at a swingers club, it's, you know, if you want to participate, you can. But, you know what I'm saying, you don't have to. You can get a private room with your mate, and it can be, you know, y'all too. You know,
I'm not taking my woman there.
Room.
I'm not being going. You know, especially if we're arguing. We arguing and fighting. I'm not taking you there.
Exactly.
Hell no.
Like the set of keys. That's what I said. Trying
to see.
And furthermore, you got, wait a minute, I guess a better question is, are they really into that type of stuff?
That's what I'm saying. They never did it before, and they are a very young couple. And, you know, she just like, you know, she consoling me a lot. I don't know why, but she does. And I just gave her my opinion. Like, I wouldn't do that shit. Girl, you been the left lost your man up in there. I was like, because you young, and you said he kind of, oh, he's a little older, but, you know, they ain't even 30 yet.
Man, I'm going to prison. I'm going to prison.
She said he's very jealous. I said, no, you don't want to take no jealous man nothing out of that. And I'm pretty sure if he's jealous, you develop that jealous gene too. So that's
what happened. Wait, man, hold on, y'all. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Oh, I'm just listening.
Oh, okay. Well, press one. What's your name, sweetheart?
Deborah.
Deborah, oh, okay.
I thought you said Bumpy.
Bumpy?
Huh?
She said Deborah.
You mean Bumpy?
I said Deborah.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
I thought you said Bubba.
How did you say Deborah?
Hey, but listen.
They keep talking about Bumpy.
Everybody heard Deborah, the two.
Well, I thought I heard Bumpy, like Bumpy Johnson or something. My fault.
I thought I heard Bubba, so you ain't alone, bro.
Okay, let it go. Let it go, y'all.
Deborah, baby. I heard Deborah. That's these crazy people.
Thank you.
Okay, so now, I mean, my thing is, like, you said that she's young, he's older. Hold on now. Before we even, Janine, let me ask you. You done been through these situations. What you think?
Yeah.
What you think that happened with them two?
I mean, who made the decision to want to go? It was him who asked her.
Yeah.
Well, if he asked her to go, and he's never been before, maybe they just want to see how it is. Because if he's a young. If he's a jealous type person, he ain't gonna let her out of his sight. No way.
Right.
But see, hold on. You missed the point that she said. Mm-hmm. She said that relationship is already on the rocks. So now you taking your woman to a club where she can mingle and interact with other dudes, and y'all probably argue on the way to the club.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't do anything like that with somebody. I'm not. I mean, are they married or they just dating?
They're a young little couple.
New baby
and stuff.
And I'm going to
He might as well go and get a child support ready because they for the break up.
And the killer part, she was like, they can't even go to a regular club together because he's so jealous. I said, girl, hell no.
Come on now. He coming out swinging with this motherfucker dick coming down his knees, walking up to his old lady. Hey, how you doing?
Exactly. I was getting ready to say
man.
That. I'm going to see a big old.
He's going to lose his fucking mind. I'm just saying, this motherfucker can throw his dick on his shoulder and walk on. Like,
And they touch your feelings too. They don't feel on your ass when you walk past and shit like that.
Oh, hell no. He got to be outside. He got to be outside looking through the window with me because we cannot get in. They ain't going in. You know what I'm saying? We looking through the window. Fuck she in there, dude. Fuck that. I'd be the killer motherfucker in one of those clubs, man. I'm a woman like that.
Well, I mean, that's why there's no reason for you to go to one of them clubs. I'm just saying,
if I'm looking through the window and you telling me it's a motherfucker with his dick on his shoulder talking to my girl.
Hey, y'all, let me throw a
Okay.
I'm about to turn that motherfucker up.
The whole club is burned down.
I'm just saying. You think this you think this motherfucker got a cane, and that's his dick? Wait a minute. That ain't no cane he walking with. This motherfucker taking his hand. Nah.
So let's say your girl tell you she's gonna go out with her friend, and you know you like, all right, I'm gonna step out with the fellas. Now both of y'all got plans on going to the swinger club with other people.
Liquor store. Put it down. She's so cool with this motherfucking talk. She's so cool with it's just like she just like a Jamaican. Yeah, man, and we're going to the club and listen, seriously. What it is is like you so laid back, it's like that I could barely hear you. It's like, yeah, man, I'm going to the club, and I'm going yeah. And then you'll start laughing. Like, did anybody hear what the hell she just said? And she over there cracking up, too.
Oh, man. I ain't saying,
you know,
I'm just listening.
I'm just messing with you. You just got to talk up a little bit, baby. That's all. I can't hear you. But, no, seriously, though, I mean, certain people, I don't know. Selena, if that's how they act, and if she really wants your advice, I would tell her, don't go. Don't go because one of y'all motherfuckers ain't going to make it out that club. Sure,
I don't know why he would have suggested something like that anyway.
That's what I said.
Right. She said no, so he can go anyway.
Right.
He can't go without her.
Shit, nigga, he's going to get another one motherfucker to get in the door with.
Yeah, he's
okay. No, not really. Not all the time.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. Because, I mean, you know, we all, I mean, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers, when that motherfucker sex drive kick in, shit, them motherfuckers, that lust and that desire kick in, your ass, you looking at, I just like you for a time, I understand what you're saying, but shit, that big titty motherfucker, the woman of your dreams just walk past you and tap you on your shoulder, what you gonna do?
So, no.
See, you be talking about, I'll be right back. Wait a minute, you gonna be talking about, I'll be right back, just sit right there, I'll be right back, I'm just see what she talking about. Now, you done went over here on this other side, you like, ooh, this bitch giving me some pussy, you humping and humping, then you look up, and there go King Ding-a-ling, he's sticking all 13 up in her. You hear her from across the room. Oh! And now you looking up, eyes big as saucers. Do you climb about the girl of your dreams to go over there and fight, or you keep fucking? What you gonna do?
I'm about to turn this motherfucker up. That's what I'm gonna do.
But you over there fucking? I mean, think about it, dog. You fucking, you having threesomes, foursomes, you having all your desires met. But then you open your eyes. You happen to turn your head, and this motherfucker, he only got 6 inches in, and he got 6 more left to put in there. I mean,
that is too much dick.
Don't matter, man. Don't matter. I cannot watch my woman do something with somebody else. It's just not going
to
happen.
But you left first, though. You left first to go do your thing.
Yeah, you shouldn't have left. Because when you leave, all bets are off.
Yeah.
I'll bet y'all through the door.
You done took your ass away else.
Nah,
I remember I got pointed in the bathroom one time. He had to come save my ass.
I bullshit you not. I seriously think me and Selena were fighting that motherfucker. We was a couple. Because this motherfucker thinks she's going to walk her ass off. Soon as she walk off, I can see me grab. I'm talking about jumping on her back like a motherfucking pony back ride. Y'all need to get your motherfucking ass back down here. Fuck you think you going?
And I'll be on the other side like, oh, that's what you want, Cass? Tell that bitch to wash your motherfucking clothes while she up in your face with titties and shit.
See, that's what I'm saying. We be some fight motherfuckers up in there.
Sure
enough.
Oh, shit.
Marley, we already know you can't go. We already know you can't go.
Oh no, I can't go. She been choke me out before I even left the damn door, left the damn house.
Marley didn't even. Hey, Marley tried to get his old lady his baby mama bus ticket. Hell no.
I met a few people though that wasn't with a significant other. They actually were with other people, like somebody that they were friends with or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they just do those types of things with that person, but they actually were married or you know had a significant other at home.
Oh, okay.
Well, wait a minute, hold on, y'all. We got Deborah on the line. She kind of quiet. So you want to say about it, Deborah?
I wouldn't go because I'm a selfish bitch. I'll burn that bitch down.
Hey. Me and you talking the same language. We gonna turn that motherfucker up.
Yep.
We going to jail.
Why you selfish?
Somebody
we being
got me
police car.
Huh?
So my whole thing is don't go. Why is your ass there?
I wouldn't go.
Nah, we go. We been in separate police cars talking about I love you, girl. I love you, girl.
P.O.P. Mama, I love you.
Hold it down, baby. Hold it down. Hey, I can see. That's what I'm going to tell Selena. Selena be over there talking shit. You over there getting your dick sucked? Barely.
P.O.P. What we got?
Oh man, that shit. Oh no. Yes, Lee, tell him don't go. Tell him do not go.
I told her, said, oh no. And then she's so timid. I'm like, girl, you that's a waste of time. Unless somebody swipe your drink. I mean, I don't know.
Well, okay, let me ask you this though. Maybe he's doing it to try to spice up what they got. You know
right,
what I mean?
Yeah, because she had asked me before, like, what do you do? I'm like, I don't do shit. Spice up nothing. And, but, you know, if that's just, I don't know what to tell you. Whatever you like, just enhance whatever y'all got to the point of being together. Just, you know, keep doing that or enhance it. Do something different. Throw a wig on. I don't know. But bring
right.
another bitch in the chat room, you know, that wouldn't be, that's not for them. So.
But you know what? I think you should establish that stuff in the beginning. Like my wife, she ain't going to do no threesome, so why even ask? You should
right.
know that shit in the beginning. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, you're right. And, you know, she said, okay, she stayed with family members. You know, they live with people. And she was like that. His brothers, you know, put shit up in his head. I was like, girl, I believe him. There with his brothers, but I definitely will be going to somebody's sex club. Shit. And I was like, and he's sitting there listening to them, you know, they might be trying to get at you on the low because she's a nice looking girl. And he's a nice looking guy. So I'm like, girl, that shit can go so left, but, you know, do your thing.
Did you say her brother trying to get with her?
Where's this sex club at?
Hold on for a second, Janine. Did you just say the brother trying to get a threesome?
No. I said that the brothers be, you know, putting it in his head. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how dudes talk and stuff. And he a young dude, so it's like he's soaking it up, listening to his brothers or whatever. And she was just like, that's what she think he got the idea from. I was like, girl, I'll tell him and his brother go, girl. Well, she's not mean. She's not, I don't know how she is at the crib, but I know at work she's not, you know, she's timid, so I don't know. I know what I would say, but, you know, people ain't as outspoken as me.
I think the brother's trying to get in there, too.
That's what I said.
Right, that'd be some fucked up shit. Yeah, little bro. Yeah, we all gonna go together. You know what? I'm gonna hook you up with this one bitch. You come back and he digging it down. Oh bro,
yeah.
I'm just over here keeping her company. So you got your dick in her mouth keeping her company. Okay, so bitch, you know I'm gonna kill you.
Yep. But
well, I ain't going. I'm going to jail, so I'm not going. I don't want to go to jail. That won't go happen. Some stupid shit go down.
But you know, you can take your mate into a private room. You know what I'm saying? People won't bother you unless you want them to. If you with somebody, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, now,
I mean,
let's be realistic. What's the purpose of going to this motherfucker? If I'm going to my own private room, I might as well go to a hotel.
You know, they have different themes. It's like a hotel. You know, they have different themes. So, you know, some people like that type shit, Cass.
Let me ask this question right quick. All right, Janine, you've been to these parties, right? Let's say we together, right?
Yeah.
And like she said, we go in a private room. You know, the people don't mess with you unless you want them to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say I don't, but you do. How does that work?
What you mean? You don't, but I do?
Let's say we in a private room. We doing our thing. And another dude come in, and you look at him like, okay. And I'm like, hell no.
Uh-huh.
What happens? I'm pretty sure that type of shit happens in those clubs. Well, you know what I'm saying? One person wants the person to join in, another person don't.
Oh, well, they don't tolerate, though. If, you know, if you come together, you leave together. They got rules just like a lot of places. So they don't, you know,
no, but I'm saying
that type of mess. Nah, they ain't going to be tolerating no type of mess like that. If we come in there, then I'm going to be respectful of you as my man, you know, and they tell you that type of stuff when you come in there and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah, they tell you that type of stuff. It ain't going to be all no fuck him and, you know, I'm going with this dude and all this and that. It don't be like that. I mean, it would be anyway. Why would I tell you that if you, my man, why would I be like, fuck you, I'm about to fuck this business? I mean, what I'm supposed to say?
I'm telling you now, if I'm laying there, you talking about, well, wait a minute, I'll be right back. Where you going? Oh, but look at his dick. Look at it.
Right in the crack of your ass, motherfucker. Find his
place. I'm fucking you up. I mesmerized you up.
Like, man, you see the way he's working that bitch?
I know.
I got that, nigga.
See, that's what I'm talking about. This motherfucker swinging
like
that motherfucker like it's a cane.
See, that's why I'm going to jail. I'm pretty.
I can't be like, oh, man, he put
well, now
it,
you
he
can't get mad
like
at him
because
no,
yeah,
I'm talking
mean,
about
him.
I'm fucking everybody up.
You can't get mad at him because the nigga got a third leg. You cannot get mad at him.
I'm fucking everybody. I'm going from room to room.
Oh,
I'm fucking shit up.
I'm looking for he about yay high, dick about this big. Oh, yeah, he just went down there. Shit. You hit that room, you hear that motherfucking moan, and it's your old lady. You know you're going to lose your mind.
So is they sex like that boring at home?
You said what?
I said, is they sex life that boring at home? Because, I mean, they can get outfits, they can get a swing, they can get a whip, they can get some hot wet. I mean...
What I told her is you can always make your own crib into a damn sex laboratory. But like I told her, your thing is y'all stay with somebody. That's stressful. And I said another damn thing, this particular part, you know, I went left with it. She said, and you know, I just been stressed out, shit, because he ain't working. I said, whoa, sex club. Grab that nigga hand and take him to the nearest gas station so he can do an application. Shit, his job is everywhere. Gas club will be the last motherfucking place he can say to me.
Well, maybe he's frustrated. Maybe he's frustrated. He want to stay with her, but you know what I'm saying? She might not want to do the things that he want to do. So he's trying to get it open up, take her to the club. What's wrong with that?
I bet you a paycheck. I bet it'll broaden her horizon if she got somebody helping her with the meals. Shit. It was for me.
That overtime make a girl do some crazy things. Shit. Straight up.
Well, then, yeah, but now they do got a point. Now, we don't know who's who. Then again, it could be her, it could be him. One of them motherfuckers might just not be just doing shit in the room, in the bedroom.
She's shy, but you can tell she got a little wild side. You know, I can peep her. She got a little wild side, and I think he's just young and kind of inexperienced for her. But I don't know.
He don't know how to bring it out.
Right, and she said he real, you know what I'm saying? Like, he leaning on her like a child would lean on his mother, and she just getting frustrated.
What is he saying? Are you hearing what he's saying? That goes back to what we said earlier. You just hearing one side of the story.
You're right, but I'm just saying from what she's saying, but I wouldn't even entertain the thought. I'm living with somebody, you don't have a job, you know, make that situation better before you're talking about me opening your legs and doing some freaky shit.
Right.
That's a lot of stress. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to work every day, then you got to come home.
He's staying with his people.
I know, and I told her, go get your own apartment. It ain't that hard. Shit, I wouldn't never stay with his people for one, but, you know, I don't know her situation.
I wish you would say something to me. You living in my mama house. Please. I'm crazy to me.
Dare stay in nobody's motherfucking mama house ever. Shit.
I'm just saying, if you stand with my people, I wish you would start talking crazy.
Please, and that's
living
why
with
her
us.
Own crib. And that's why she need her own damn crib.
And that could be why he ain't doing everything in the bedroom like that, because he stay with their people.
He don't want his mama to hear everything. That's all. He don't want. Hey, be quiet. Be quiet. My mama listening. I heard y'all down there fucking last night. You better not bring no motherfucking babies up in here. And she looking at her.
You know, like she's a new mommy and stuff. You know what I'm saying? There's just a lot on her at one time, but. I told her I would use some birth control and wouldn't entertain that thought of going to nobody's sex club.
Wait a minute, she got a baby?
Yeah, they have.
She got a baby?
Yeah, they got a baby.
Oh, I wish you would talk to
her. She's a new mom, so it's like she just be so wore out. I'm like, girl, please, shit.
Well, it ain't got to be a swingers club in order for them to go away and have an erotic night or not as erotic weekend with each other. It don't have to go that far. How about we rebuild on what we have before we start trying to, you know what I'm saying, bring some extra shit into it? Because like she said, it's a lot of issues.
I told her to get a regular hotel room if they want some privacy, shit.
And they can get some, they can get some.
And I'll be like, both of y'all need to shut the hell up before I tell my mama to put your ass out of here.
I wish a mother would try some crap like that with me. Please.
Mom, she ain't talking shit.
I wasn't there with him.
You know what, though? But that, I got to, and as much as this pains me, I got to agree with the women on this one. Because it's like, how can you even feel like you a man and this, you at your mama house? You talking shit, then you turn around, look up, talking about, Ma, can I get $20?
Ma, he in here talking shit, Ma. He need to go, too.
As much as I hate to you know me and Selena don't ever agree, but how can you even be a man sitting there saying, you stand with your mama, then you not working, she the one that's working, so you at home all day doing shit. Nah, man, you can't. I got to get her that one.
Yes, I could. And you know what I'm going to do on payday? I'm going to tell her to make sure she bring me some Microsoft points home. God damn it.
And where they going to get the money from to pay for the sex club? You got to pay to get in now.
Exactly.
Yeah, so they can get a room on Groupon.
That's some shit he heard somebody say. I think he was just listening to his people or something. I don't know, but he would have to shut the hell up talking to me. Every time he says that, it pisses me off.
I'm like, that ain't the only three-letter job you need. Another three-letter word your ass need to know is J-O-B. Fuck, you keep hollering out sex, so shut your ass up.
I'm just saying,
it's
maybe
a bunch of hustle. Nigga could cut hair, nigga could cut grass, or snow removal, or shit. It's not about people that don't have a job. It's about the people that don't have a job that want shit that people don't have a job can't have.
Yeah, but like I said, though, she don't know the whole story. Maybe my man out there dropping them applications on the internet, you know what I'm saying? Maybe he trying. We don't know.
He didn't say all of that.
He ain't
so
trying.
We don't know
no,
all
he's
of
not
that.
Trying.
Okay.
He ain't trying. Anytime you got a job, he had a job, and she said, you know what I'm saying, he just, I think, got fired. But if you got four wheels in that town, there's no damn way you should not have a job. I don't care what nobody says. If you can't do shit in that, you can work. I don't care what it is, but that's just me putting my two cents in on that. You know what I'm saying? But as far as the sex club, I just thought I wouldn't do that. That's just a recipe for disaster.
Yeah. Well, I would go. What is the address?
Well,
you ain't gonna go if we arguing.
It's called the Real One, and it's on Washington Street.
The real one.
All right. Hell no.
I ain't going to no strip clubs or no swinger bars on Washington Street. Motherfuckers. Wait a minute, is it East or West Washington?
It's West. I was just
you down there with doing hell, dog. Hell, dog. East Washington with all the motherfuckers. East Washington is the hood. West Washington is the Klan. Hell, you know what? I'm going to say, I'm fucking with either one of them. I know West Washington shit. I used to work by that airport, boy. Them motherfuckers coming up in that motherfucker like, huh?
You get robbed of her.
Oh,
Rock,
you know what, this is totally off subject, but I was thinking about, you know, the little meet and greet. And if we was thinking about a place, how about a place out at the airport hotel where, you know what I'm saying, we already at a hotel that you can, because you can rent out a banquet hall for what you're trying to
where
do.
In Nap or Gary?
In Nap.
Yeah, it should be in Nap. I don't want to go to the Sugar Shack.
Yeah, I'm talking about the airport. I'm talking about the airport hotel where, you know what I'm saying, you're already in a banquet room, but you're also at a hotel, too. So it's like, shit, if shit decides to pop off, you know, you're already at an establishment, and you just have to, you know, look into how much it costs to rent out one of them banquet halls.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to look that up. Wait a minute. I just got to give one. Selena.
What?
You ain't gonna keep talking about my people's establishment. I heard that.
I just said I don't want to go up in there.
I heard that little sly comment. Ain't nobody going in the Sugar Shack.
I said, no, I did not. I said, I don't
want to
go to the Sugar Shack. That's not what I said. See?
For the people that don't live in Indianapolis, what the hell is the Sugar Shack?
You remember Hardcore Hot Falls Juke Joint on the Color Purple?
Oh, what's the Sugar Shack? For real. What is it? Is it a club?
No, my cousin them got a little after hours club that they got down there, man. They named it in Gary called the Sugar Shack.
It ain't that.
I have a good time every time I go in there. I don't know what you're talking about.
I do too. I just gotta, you know, I do something. I just can't stay no more than an hour.
Yeah, a banquet hall out at the airport hotel, you know what I'm saying? I think that shit could work because you have enough space for the party that you're trying to entertain, and then you're already at a hotel, you know what I'm saying? So if people, you know, decide to get it cracking, you're already there.
Okay.
Chad's not going to do nothing. He ain't going to have no damn meet and greet.
Look, well, here, first of all, I mean, you welcome to put any dollar you got to in on this. That I mean, hey, you put money in on it, shit.
I mean,
we might need to have a Sin City
fundraiser.
I mean, shit,
we're gonna have a Sin City swingers fundraiser. Why you invited?
That's a Sin City swingers fundraiser. Oh my lord!
Since him and Deborah always talking about tearing some shit up, we gonna make sure they motherfuckers. We'll keep them right by the door.
Make sure you got some bail money.
Right, I ain't bailing nobody out. I'm telling you that now.
I mean, why you just can't meet up somewhere? It don't even have to be, you know, like a private party. It can be somewhere. I mean, if it's a whole lot of people meeting and greeting, then, you know what I'm saying, it's eventually going to be secluded anyway. But I didn't know you was trying to go all out and stuff.
He's trying to do a Sin City party. So the public can't necessarily be invited to the Sin City party unless, you know what I mean, that's how it shaped down. I mean,
look, let me tell y'all. Right now, what we doing is like, okay, we taking steps. We taking steps in moderation, all right? What we doing now is that, you know, we got to make sure everything going good with the show. Now, the site is on its way. We got the site. I mean, we just got the mock print of it.
Don't never let me make nothing.
You say what?
It don't never let me make nothing, a page or nothing on the site.
You had a page on the last one. Well, not the last one, but you had the one on Ning before.
Yeah, I know. You did that one for me. Shit, I didn't
know
how to do it.
I think I had to make it for you, but shit.
But you ain't gonna keep getting
smart. This one is going to be, like I said, we going to make this one epic right here. Like I said, we ain't got to cater to nobody. We ain't got to, I mean, there's no motherfucking, only motherfucker that can say, I don't want that on there is me. So we good. Now, if you get to put poster pictures of flowers and all that shit, I'm deleting that.
Lord.
You don't want to see something rising with
you. You are so dramatic. You really are.
He don't
want to
see no lily field.
Hell no.
We'll put flowers, little hearts.
I'm deleted. Damn, wasn't my picture just on there? It's been deleted.
You don't want to see all the different breeds of butterflies and shit like that.
Hell, delete.
Oh, damn. That's evil.
Next.
What
up? Oh, you know what?
So now, once we get the site, once we officially get the site underway, though, once we officially launch the site, then my next venture is to get the meet and greet going. But right now, I'm really trying to focus on getting the site going because, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? We still need to, you know, I think when we have the site going is when we have the best vibes going. You know, when people can, you know, you still can interact with people even if the show ain't on. So I think we can get that going back again where we can get, you know, because, I mean, that name site, we was well over, shit, we was well, what, time we had about, what, 200 people on there? So now think about that. We can get all these people now. You know, once we get these people, who, especially if we can get some active members, you know, people who's going to constantly be on the page, you know, I mean, you rather have a party, we rather have a blowout than just six people there, right? Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? As I say, we're going to get, that's why I'm focusing on the site. And like I said, it's coming. It's coming, and it's looking damn good. It's looking damn good, y'all. So once we get that site up and get everybody to participate, you know what I'm saying? I know my people on. I know my people online. That's going without saying. I already know y'all always done had our back with everything that we done did. Appreciate it. Love y'all for it. But now we can get more people to start getting on the sites and be more active in it. Oh, man, sky's the limit, Sin City. We ready to take it now. We ready to do it big. And Selena figure out how to work it herself instead of always calling me talking about put my picture up.
Don't do that. You so goddamn funny. You know that.
I love you to death, baby. You know I love you to death.
Whatever. Oh, Lordy.
So, now, what did we learn today, boys and girls? First of all, Father Time can't go to any motherfucking swinging parties. Second of all,
that smart ass mouth.
Well, that goes without saying. Third of all, the name Auntie ain't nothing but old shit starter.
Fourthly,
you
asking some fucked up when I'm not.
Well, you need to talk up. You study, you know. All you gotta do is just—it's like every time you inhale, you just get lower and lower. I'm like, shit, shit.
You, I don't be smoking when I'm talking. That's the part that just.
Man, that blunt is taking the whole
breath
away.
I don't have nothing beside me but a bottle of water. And your ass will be swearing up and down. Anyway.
Oh, I gotta say this. Mm-hmm. I did my first show in a very, very long time. Tonight has been the first show I done did in a very, very long time. I've been completely sober. I gotta pat myself on the back.
You need an applause.
Not an applause, damn.
Why he think I'm fucked up? Cause he ain't. I mean, shit.
See, that's what it is. See, I've been so fucked up is that I don't be paying attention to how slow you actually read talking. So now that I'm actually sober today, it's like, damn, does she really talk? Does she talk like that every week?
Damn, you just mean to me on here. That's what it is. That's okay. I'll be the person you pick on.
Right. I'm just asking. I mean, you know, I mean, shit. I'm trying this clean and sober thing.
Really?
Yeah. Just for the day.
Mm-hmm. Good luck with that, bro.
And I'm. You might catch me tomorrow. What the fuck, nigga? I don't give a fuck about none of y'all. Fuck y'all. Kiss my ass.
Yeah,
well, but today I was sober today.
Sure am I.
All right, y'all. I see we're winding down. I don't want them to fuck us over like they've been doing. So we're going to say our goodbyes and our farewells. And Deborah, since you're the new person on here, you got any last words for us?
Nope. I enjoyed listening and interacting, and I'll probably call again.
Thank you, because I was going to get in your ass. She said nope. Wait a minute. Are you supposed to say goodbye or nice show or something?
Oh, and have a good night, everybody.
But did y'all hear? She said it so quick. Nope. Like, what the fuck you... Like, she in class or something. What the fuck you calling on me for? Man, I'm a fuck, man. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit. Liquor store, you ain't last words.
Yeah, I had fun. I'll be back tomorrow night, hopefully. You won't be in bully liquor store mode.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. Molly Ma.
His ass out. Now, I know he is not asleep. Now, that's you.
Nah, do y'all remember the episode when Cass fell asleep? That shit was fucking hilarious.
Molly Ma went to sleep on us. God damn. That, Molly, you done went to sleep on us?
I've been drinking this damn Four Loko, man. It got me, feeling too right.
Nigga said he didn't hang up, though, so shut the fuck up.
Well, damn, Molly, you got any last words for us before we get out of here, man? Well, other than good night.
This show, I try to call in tomorrow.
Get your ass to bed.
I mean, he should have been Marley. It was over there. He was tripping up. See, hey, that's, I burned it.
PSA, public service announcement. Don't go to sleep watching First 48. I had a dream. I shot my grandma on the head. Fuck me all
oh,
up.
Oh, Lord.
Damn, Marley.
Damn. Did you call
no. No, PSA, don't drink that Four Loko before you go to bed. That's what you can leave the fuck alone.
Damn.
My mama, God damn, you never want to shoot Nana.
Right.
I said, hey, I woke up sweating like a mother.
God damn. Yeah, you fucked up, bro. Your last word should be, what my daddy records?
I ain't never heard no shit like that on the show. Okay. Shit, you scared the shit out of me now. Nah, shit. damn, Tommy, you ain't last words, man.
Shit, I was going to say good show, but shit, now I'm scared to go to sleep. God damn.
I hear you. All right, Janine, any last words for us?
Yes, it was a good show. Good talking with everybody. Thank y'all for listening to my story with my crazy auntie.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, I don't get no strange calls. I don't want to have to embarrass a motherfucker, break his little feelings, hurt his little feelings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess. All right, y'all. Thank everybody for calling in. Had a great show. Really enjoyed it. A really, really good show. So we see y'all tomorrow. Same bad time, same bad channel. Y'all know, like we always say, we out this bitch. Peace.